Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Dalet, in the middle of explaining Halacha Hey and the Oiz Vajra Surah Davitzan Lamed Ches Amud Aleph about the sixth line with the words Rav Amar and the Arshkol Surah Davitzan Mem Aleph Amud Aleph right at the top. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarah Bas Biakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing fire on Yom Tif. Then where it tells us Rav Amar Rav says Matzilim in Atanur Lekira Avoloi Mikira Latanur. We could be Matzil from Atanur to Kira, but not from Mikira to Atanur. Now it's important to understand what the difference between these two are. Atanur is generally translated as an oven, whereas Akira is basically like we have as a stove. It has fire underneath it, and there was a place to put two pots on top. As Rav is telling us that on Yom Tov, we're allowed to take a piece of burning wood from a tanur and put it into a kira, but not the reverse. That's because since a tanur is very hot anyway, it's smaller, the fire is more contained, and the heat doesn't have so much room to escape. Therefore, even a burning piece of wood is taken out. That's not decreasing the fire at all, and therefore it can be put into the kira if we need it in the kira, but it's not allowed to be done in the reverse because since the kira anyway has more place for the heat to escape, removing a piece of burning wood is diminishing the fire, and that's also on Yom Tov. However, of Abba Baruch Hanu Amar, he says, Matzilim mitanur lekira mikira latanur, one could do it in both ways, and that's even though he's diminishing the fire a little bit in the kira when he's transferring the wood into the tanur, it's still permitted because it's for Yom Tov use, it's for cooking, so that's fine. Avoloim avos l'shachris, but not from evening till morning. If he wants to do this in the evening, but he only really needs it in the morning, he's not allowed to do that. Whereas Rav Avon says, B'shem Rav, Matzilim mitanur lekira mikira latanur, may avos l'shachris, he could even do this from the evening till morning, avoloim Yom Tov l'chol, but not from Yom Tov for the weekday. We continue the Mishnah that said, Ein mekivin shtei chavios l'shavis alein esakatei. A person is allowed to take two barrels and place them next to each other in order to place a pot on top of them so that he can have the fire underneath. Basically, these two barrels are supporting the pot so he can cook. And the reason why this is Usher says the Gemara Mishum Baina, because like building, it looks like he's building a tripod of sorts to be able to cook, and therefore it's Usher. Now, Tanu Yiva Braisa, Loyetse Sumo Makle Veloy Roy Betarmiloy, a blind person is not allowed to go out with his staff, and a shepherd can't go out with his stuff. Whereas Rav Shimon Matar, Rav Shimon allows this. And Mechina Rav Shimon also says, Hoyelvehu Mutter Betarachod, since it's Mutter to use for one thing, since the blind person is allowed to go out with his stick, yehi mutter b'chol advarim, it's mutter to use for all other things as well. And the Chum argue with him because they hold that wood is only allowed to be used for burning. And moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Reb Lezer says, Noitel adam kesam lachtas b'shinov, a person is allowed to take a wood chip. Kesam, actually in Hebrew, is literally translated as a toothpick. As Reb Lezer holds, one's allowed to take a little piece of wood and use that to take the meat out of his teeth. The Chum argue with him because they hold the wood has to be used for burning only. Also, megabev min hachatzur madlik shekol ma shebuchatzur muchan, he's allowed to gather a little wood chips from the courtyard and burn them because anything that's in the chatzar is considered muchan. He has in mind he's going to use it. Whereas v'chomer and v'chomer say megabim mishal fanov, he's allowed to gather that which is in front of him umadlik and use them in his fire in Yom Tov. So right away, Lama Chesam based on top of the Gemara asks, ma beinehen, what's the difference between Rebbe Lezer and the Chum at the end of the Mishnah? Both of them seem to hold you're allowed to gather these little wood chips, and so where are they arguing? The answer is lasuit sibur beinehen. The machlekes is if you're allowed to make a whole pile of them first. Al dat Rebbe Lezer oisin sibur. According to Rebbe Lezer, not a problem. You can make a pile. You can gather all of them from the chutz or make a big pile and then start feeding them into your fire. Whereas that in Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, ain't ice and seabor, no making a pile of them, because then it looks like that you're gathering them for tomorrow. And that's what they said, Megabev Milafonov, whatever's in front of him he could gather and put that in the fire and then continue going on to gather more, but he's not going to make a whole pile of all the different wood chips that are in the chutzir. Moving on to Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah continues telling us, Ein Maitzina Sa'ur, Loimina Eitzim Vloimina Avonim, one is not allowed to take out fire from wood or from stones. There's a certain type of wood. When two pieces are rubbed against each other, they create a spark and make a fire. Same thing with stones. That's like flintstones of sorts. And the reason why this is not allowed to be done is because it's like noilet. It's like creating something brand new. And also vlemina mayim, no creating fire with water. There's some sort of magnifying glass contraption with water in a glass. And when the sun is directed at it in some sort of way, that produces a fire. That's also not allowed to be done in Yom Tov. Another din, ve'in malabdin is ha'ra'afim litzlis alein. One is not allowed to make ra'afim, which is tiles, white hot, in order to roast food on them. We'll explain the Gemara why not. And ve'oidem Reb Lezer also says, the reason why I'm saying also is because he had told us something in the previous Mishnah, so this is also, I mean, Adam al Mukta Erev Shabbos, B'Shvias, a person's allowed to stand by the Mukta Erev Shabbos, when it's Shemitah, and Mukta, as we already know from earlier in the Masechta, is the area where all of his fruit is drying out, and he could stand there Erev Shabbos V'Aymer and say, Mikana ni oichal l'machar, from this area, I'm going to eat from tomorrow, and that's being mazmin it, it's preparing it, it's being mechin it for tomorrow. We now have a seeming steer between brises, which is going to clarify our Mishnah, Istan Ayatani Malabnin, Ve'istan Ayatani Ein Malabnin. We have those teaching a brisa, the one is allowed to be Malabin, he's allowed to make these tiles white hot to roast on. And then we have another memra that one is not allowed to, which is our Mishnah. And our Chazi explains that there's no stira, mandar malabnin bibidukim. The one that says these tiles allowed to be made white hot in Yom Tov is where they're already pre-checked. We already know that they're strong enough to be able to withstand the heat, and therefore there's no tircha in checking them and seeing if they're okay. So they're allowed to be made white hot because this is for Eichel Nefesh. Whereas mandar ain malabnin, according to the one, they're not allowed to be turned white hot to roast on. That's b'she'ein bidukin. If they're not checked, they weren't determined beforehand hand to make sure they're strong enough to withstand this intense heat. And that would be tircha yisera, too much tircha on yamtef, and that's why it's not allowed to be done. Continue with the Mishnah of Oid Amr Blezer, Oimid Adam al Mukta Arab Shabbos Vishvias, Va'imer Mikanani Aichol Machar. And from here until the end of the parak, we have a literal quote of a Gemara that we had in the first parak. The Gemara tells us, Machav Shitas Reb Lezer, we have a stira in Shitas Reb Lezer, Ditani Taman, we learned over there, this is in the first parak, and this in regards to a person wanting to take birds from their coop. So Erev Yomtiv, what does he have to do? Beishamir and Beishamah says, Lo Yitol, he's not allowed to take any birds from his coop on Yomtiv to shech them, Lamites Amaralf on top, Elim Kain, Ninam Bayyim, unless he shook them while it was still before Yomtiv, which means he has to physically touch them in order to be Mazmin them. Whereas over here, Reb Lezer had said in the Mishnah that when he wants to be Mazmin his drying fruits before Shabbos, he doesn't have to touch them. He could just say, I'm going to take from here tomorrow. So that's a stira. Does he have to touch them? Does he not have to touch them? And the reason why this is a stira is because Reb Lezer, Lav Shamusihu, isn't Reb Lezer a Talmud of Beis Shammai? That member is from Beis Shammai. This member is from Reb Lezer. We're assuming they're holding the same thing. So it's a stira between that member and this one. The answer is that no. Chaymer hu bedavar shesh by Ruach Chaim. Over there, regarding the member from the first parak, there's a chumro when we're talking about something that's alive. It has Ruach Chaim. It's these birds that he wants to shecht. We're more machmir, and therefore he has to physically touch them and hold them and say, I'm going to take these tomorrow. But when we're talking about just plain old fruits that are drying, he could just look at them and say, I'm going to take from here tomorrow. Now, continuing with Chamarim, Achir Yershem V'yom Mekan Vad Kan, once again, we ask the question, Machav Shitas and Drabanon, we have a steer in the sheet of the Rabbanon, Detain Taman, over there, in the first parak, we learn Beis Olam, Beis Olam says, Oimed V'Oimer Zevzani Noitel, that when it comes to the birds, he could stand and say, I'm going to take this one and that one. But V'Hacha, Inun Amrin Hachin, over here, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon, we're going in Shitas Beis Hillel, they say the person could just mark off a general area, I'm going to take from in between here and there, but not, I'm going to take this one and that one and another one. Once again, it's a stira. Answers the Gemara, Oid Inun Islahin Chaim Reb Davar Shesh by Ruach Chaim. They also hold that we're more machmer with something that has Ruach Chaim. Therefore, when referring to the birds in the first parak, he has to actually say, I'm going to take that one and that one. When we're talking about dried fruits, he could just give a general area where he's going to take from and doesn't have to specify each fruit. Hadron Alach Parak HaMevi Kadayayin. Malzahar finishing the fourth parak of Mesechus Beitza. Just like Ruzecha finished this parak together, we should Ruzecha finish the entire Mesechus Beitza together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.